This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne. And the bad news for the Astros last night was that they got boat raced, got run out of their own building. It did happen. But the good news was before the game, we find out, and this is something that we were talking about yesterday, like, just not feeling like we had a good sense for how close or not close Yordan Alvarez might be to returning to the Astros lineup. I even lost count of how many games he's missed, Seth. Once it got past like 20, 22, somewhere around there, and we're past that, I just stopped counting. Guy's been gone for a really long time. But according to Astros skipper Joe Espada, and Yordan Alvarez also spoke via his translator with the assembled media ahead of yesterday or last night's game as well. But according to Joe Espada, Yordan Alvarez, who's been out with a hand injury, is very close to returning. And even the best that Espada has seen him, he said this is the best that he's felt since he's been injured. This was Joe Espada meeting with the assembled media just yesterday.
Very close. Yeah. And this is the best he's felt. So obviously hit him machine, he ran the bases. I think he's getting really close. This is the best I've seen him, this is the best he's felt. So really good news.
So you face some pitchers tomorrow?
Yes, so we're gonna have some pitchers here. So he's gonna roughly around 50 pitches, so he could jump in there, some of the guys and track some pitches. So that means that once he's ready, we're not gonna need a rehab assignment. That will be his way to kind of check that box and get ready for games.
So no need for a rehab assignment whenever he's ready. And whenever that time does come, which they say is close, he'll be right into the lineup. So my question to you, Seth, is given that it's the Astros, it still be the Astros. How much do you trust what you're hearing? Does this make you feel better? I consider this to be good news when I heard it. What say you?
I think they've been pretty transparent with this, other than, you know, it's these hand injuries can go a million different directions because of the complexity of the hand. But he's been out there doing a lot of work for a while now. And Espada has said that he's taken batting practice multiple times per day at times. At this point, it feels like the thing that's probably limiting Yordan Alvarez is that they want to be absolutely certain that this doesn't become a recurring problem like it was in 2022. And the next big follow-up, though, of course, is always going to be, all right, he comes back. He's healthy. He's done everything that Joe Espada just talked about. He's also hitting .210 on the season, .646 OPS. He has not been anywhere close to the classic version of Yordan. If most of this has all been related to the hand, then I feel pretty optimistic that, yeah, I don't think for the first time in his life, since he's been in Major League Baseball, Yordan Alvarez is going to finish the season batting .210 with a .646 OPS. So I trust that he's going to come back. This does not feel one bit like Kyle Tucker or on the Texan side of thing, Christian Harris. We've seen him out there running around getting all these reports. I think they're just being extra careful to be sure that he doesn't have a setback.
Yeah, I think you bring up the more astute and even urgent point, which is, okay, yeah, obviously you'd rather have Yordan Alvarez in your lineup than not in your lineup. But the follow-up and the next logical question, like you mentioned, is, okay, once he's in the lineup, what's it going to take for him to get back to being good again? Like, the answer to whether or not his struggles so far or just underwhelming play by Yordan's standards so far, how much of that has to do with the injury and how much does it not? How much of it is just like rust or kind of getting into the groove, getting into a rhythm? It's early and all of that and him just not figuring it out, because we've seen healthy players struggle as well. Like, how much of it is the hand and how much of it is just Yordan needing to get back into some kind of groove? And then to that end, if it's more of a rhythm type of thing, how much did being out with the hand injury screw up whatever rhythm he might have been trying to figure out when he was still healthy? So
right, yeah, there's always the chicken and the egg of, okay, what exactly. If he hurt his hand because he was trying to tweak or alter or was uncomfortable in his swing or something like that. I mean, this has been the longest drought and longest stretch of bad performance we've ever seen out of Yordan Alvarez. And just to put it in perspective, like, if you look at OPS Plus, the average baseball player is 100. In Yordan's best season, he was 188. The last couple years, he was 170. So 100 is the average baseball player. 170 is really, really high. This year, he's at an 84. And, I mean, it's just so far away from anything he's ever struggled with before that it's almost impossible to believe that it's anything but the hand that must have caused it. Yeah. I feel I've got 85% confidence that you're going to see, at the very least over the last two-thirds of the season, above average baseball player, and probably more close to like actually classic Yordan.
I do feel like the Astros, for as pitiful as the offense has been at times, like, they've picked it up as of late, you know, last night notwithstanding, I wouldn't say, but like there is something to be said for the Astros that they've been able to kind of hold things together offense. Like, the strength of the team is the pitching, again, last night notwithstanding, but their starting pitching has been pretty good even as it's been injured, and their bullpen has been excellent, again, last night notwithstanding. But even the offense has, like, held up to be middle of the road, middle of the pack average. Like, they're slightly below average in run production, but in terms of, like, run creation, like, weighted runs created, or WRC plus, since you and I are the stat nerds of the station. Like, this is one of the advanced stats that tries to measure how well of a job you do at creating runs, and they're right there in the middle of the pack. And that is despite not having Yordan Alvarez for 22 plus, get more than 20 games or so now. And again, as we mentioned, even when he was around, he wasn't that good or wasn't the typical classic Yordan. So my thought is, hey, it is a cool thing, or at least a positive, that they've been able to kind of withstand this. Like, there have been times when they've been overly reliant on, say, Yordan or Jose Altuve or one or two guys that's carrying the lineup. And certainly we've seen that during stretches this year as well. But they have overall been able to withstand both not having their best hitter, and even when their best hitter is out there, not necessarily being their best hitter. If they can get a healthy Yordan back, and then we just kind of see how that goes. Like, you're adding a player of this caliber to an offense that has been able to kind of just not plummet and stay above board or kind of tread water while they figure it out with Yordan.
Yeah, and the big saving grace, at least so you can have one lefty in the lineup, is Victor Caratini. And he's batting .299 in the month of May. I've wondered with Caratini, okay, but does that change a little bit if he starts to see more left-handed pitchers? If Yordan comes back and you start seeing more lefties, because they at least have a couple lefties and one of them's Yordan Alvarez, does that change? Because he doesn't, you know, he kind of ambushes a lot of these pitchers with being the only lefty in the lineup and them having to adjust. For whatever it's worth, Caratini's pretty equal throughout his career in lefties versus righties. So this is just a genuinely good stretch out of Victor Caratini, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, I've been on this, man. And look, Yainer had a moment, you know, last night, but I am still putting a pin in, since we're talking about lefties and Yordan coming back. I am still putting a pin in the potential for Victor Caratini to Wally Pipp, Yainer Diaz, who has, like we mentioned yesterday, has the greater upside, has much more potential as a hitter than, you know, anybody that could potentially play ahead of him right now. But right now, for a lineup that is as right-handed heavy as it is, especially with Yordan out, and then again, the defense with Yainer not necessarily great, doesn't necessarily stand out. I could just see it. They need another left-handed bat. The difference in defense feels like it's negligible, if not better, with Victor Caratini. I'm not saying he's going to be your everyday catcher, but it is something to put a pin in.
I like your rewriting of the Wally Pipp scenario, because in your Wally Pipp story, Wally Pipp comes back and replaces Joe DiMaggio, Lou Gehrig.
Hey, I'm not here to make history. I'm here to rewrite it. Yeah, that is a bad
not
job.
Not that Yiner's the next Lou Gehrig or anything, but yeah, the older player comes and replaces the younger player.
Fair enough. But back to the Yordan point, though. This is massive, I think, that he's close, and I would respect what you said about how they've been a little bit more open and transparent when it comes to this one. Like, it doesn't really feel like there's a bunch of shenanigans going on, other than the fact that the hand injury keeps popping up, and I don't understand it. Like, I'm not a doctor, not even a medical guy, so it would make sense that I don't fully understand. But it's an issue that feels like one that just is either lingering or keeps popping up. I can remember going into 2023 spring training, Seth. So, like, they won the World Series. He'd had the hand injury and the issue throughout the 22 season. But who cares? Who remembers now? Because they won the World Series. He had all of these cool moments in the postseason. And we're all happy. And we got parades. And we're celebrating. But going into spring training in 2023, he had hand problems again. And he was limited in spring training. And that was just 2 years ago. And now fast forward to today. And it's continuing. And I can remember back then part of the story was, well, they had elected to not have surgery. They're not going to operate on it. And I'm like, well, if it's going to be an issue again 2 years later, I wouldn't mind if you revisited that. Like, what's going on with this?
My personal experience with this is that I had a similar situation, and that for 2 years of my career, I had my hand would just lock up on me at the wrist.
Okay.
Like, it would just all of a sudden, I couldn't move my hand at all. And they did imaging and they tried to figure out exactly what was wrong with it, and they just couldn't. And I would get massage on it and stuff and try to, you know, maybe loosen things up. I have no idea what fixed it, but it stopped being an issue. Now, I wasn't trying to swing a baseball bat. I could just, and it would kind of go away. But it was just some weird glitch that, if I had been a baseball player, it could have been devastating. Because it was my left hand, too, so it wasn't as big a deal. But I don't, like, this is the thing, and this is where I kind of try to side with the team sometimes when people get agitated about the teams not giving a whole lot of answers. They don't have all the answers all the time. Medicine is not an exact science. There's sometimes you just can't figure out what the hell's going on with a guy, and just splicing them open and seeing what's going on in there is always like that's not always the safest course of action. Yeah, I hope they figured something out about it, but it doesn't feel like they actually have, and you just got to cross your fingers and hope for the best.
Fair enough. On my part, it is the lack of logic from the irrational fan. It's just like, man, I root for the Astros. Fix my Yordan. You know, sometimes logic and reason kind of goes out the window, and the urgency is just that. Like, it's just like, man, I want this and feel like I need this to be fixed. All right, he is Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. I want to circle back to this favorite Texans offseason move. We got a few answers from the text line. We'll revisit this. That is next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.